Researchers from Virginia Tech and American University looked at health spending costs in this country from 1980 to 2006, one of the longest studies of its kind. They found it wasn't an increase in the incidence of disease, although that's risen slightly. The biggest jump came in the cost of treatment, spending on inpatient and outpatient care, office visits, labs, and drugs. But looking for ways to cut those costs raises complex human issues. It's often the newest medical breakthroughs which save more lives, and which are also often the most expensive. Anna Escorby is research professor at the Virginia Bioinformatics Institute at Virginia Tech. She co-authored the report.
There are these new technologies that arrive. So in heart attacks, for example, the arrival of angioplasties and stents as ways to treat people with heart conditions definitely raised the cost of treating heart conditions. And so health economists think that what's driving the cost growth is that these new, better technologies are arriving and that doctors use them, and that that's why more money is spent on treating each condition today than was spent in 1980.
Escorby says another takeaway from this study on the rise in healthcare costs is the recent growing emphasis on preventative care. But she says there, too, it's hard to measure benefits when you try to match money spent with quality of life. One person's needless test may be a lifesaver for another. The World Health Organization has been looking into something called quality life years. That is, whether this clear increase in spending on treatment is worth it. I'm Robbie Harris.